Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is your boy Teddy Love coming live out of the bedroom. Happy Valentine's Day and thanks for listening to the show today.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And we're going to talk about Valentine's Day at all. I want to ask a question to you guys and to Star first. What is romance to you?
Wow. romance is good question. I had an answer earlier and then I lost my brain.
Well, hopefully you find it soon.
I think it's going out of your way to make the other person happy. That's romance to me. It's like doing something that you know is just going to make them happy.
Okay, well, we have a bunch of questions for us rolling in, and a lot of them want to know about our Valentine's Day. So what is the most romantic thing that I've done for you?
He's pretty romantic pretty regularly. I'm not a real girly girl, so he I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that's not like normal for us, but something that would be a good answer.
Well, I don't know what you consider. I've sent you flowers to work and stuff like
yeah.
that. So, well, they asked the same question to me, and mine is probably going to sound silly, but at the same time, I want to preface this by saying that I feel like women aren't really romantic, and you have to kind of help them get to what guys think are romantic. Guys think a little sexiness is romantic, and I found out earlier, Star doesn't find that guys should feel that way about romance.
Say that they shouldn't feel that way. I just said that's not how my process.
But I, one of the biggest things that she's done in my head, and she doesn't even know how big this was, but I was in the hospital, and I explained to her that every time she wore a dress to see me, meant I was getting some, and just when she would pull up in the dress, that meant so much to me. Just because it was like, it was a hard time being in the hospital myself and like not having to fight over that sort of thing. And not that we fight over it, but not having to banter back and forth over what was happening was meant a lot to me in that moment. It was super like romantic in Teddy's odd way, apparently. We got a whole bunch of odds after that. So that's nice. A bunch of ladies are saying, do you agree that women aren't romantic?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time you heard something super romantic come out of a woman that she did for her husband? That's not how any of these days work. People are like, oh, it's Valentine's Day, so I'm about to do all this for my husband. That's not what happens. Women wonder what's going to happen for them. And their romance is struggling, like, as society hasn't taught them to be very romantic as a whole. Like, what are some ideas you have for people? That's a good one. Yeah, go with that.
So I think, so this morning we were talking about this, and so I'll just preface with that. But I do think that, you know, going, like I said, my definition of romance, right, go out of your way to do something that's kind of out of your comfort zone. Like, if you're not a girl that puts on frilly lingerie, crud, heels and makeup and all of that stuff, like, I'm not that girl on a super regular basis, but I do it enough.
Yeah, so she got up this morning and put on some of that stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to, like, do stuff that's not that is not about you, right? Like, stretch your wings a little bit.
They say butt sex. That's like too many people say butt sex, question mark.
I feel as though saying that Valentine's Day equals butt sex day is a little demeaning. Just because I think it takes away from
the butt sex.
Sure. So, yeah. I mean, it makes it like cliche, I guess.
Sure. It makes it only like Hallmark card day.
Sure.
I don't want you just to be like, well, it's July 14th. I'm February 14th, so yeah, you get this butthole tonight. That seems like a little weird at that point. Like, I want it to be March 22nd and you give me some butthole.
So, you know, show up to your husband's office with a skirt on and no panties. Just do silly stuff.
Are there certain days where you give butt sex to Teddy?
No, we do not have a schedule. If you guys have ever met us or, like, really got to know us, people, schedules are not really our thing.
It says when we say we don't have a schedule, does that mean we don't plan anything either?
Right.
No, that's not true. We sometimes plan it, but it's more like, well, hypothetically this weekend, what if I want butt sex? That would be the question more so than being like, hey, Saturday show up with lube and open butthole.
So here's what happens. If we plan too much, we've talked about this enough on the show, I'll just be open. If we say Friday night's about sex night, then Kristen, the starting anxiety kicks in and it becomes way bigger than it needs to be. And so then I'm like,
oh, they're all saying your butthole becomes way bigger.
No, the act itself, like, it stresses me out, and I feel like I'm not gonna live up to something that he has in his mind. It's a bunch of weirdness. It's just who I am. So too much planning does not work out well for us. But
so we don't do it that way. We will bring the lube along that weekend, knowing that it may happen.
Yeah.
But it's not like, well, Saturday night it's on, those sort of things.
Right.
That's not what happens.
Right.
And as far as butt sex go, alcohol being involved has always helped us. So I feel like that's usually a precursor to if we're going to have too much butt sex. I'm asking Star to stick a lot in a little space. So I understand using some liquid courage before we do this or that, then and there. And a lot of people are saying that they think butt sex is actually a decent gift for...
Okay,
so I have a weird question for women. Do you feel like your sex vagina is enough of a gift for Valentine's Day? Star, you can talk in on that part.
I think it's not. I think it's an experience, right? Like, just like laying down and being like, F me, please, it's Valentine's Day. Not a gift, right? But like, we talked about it earlier, that if you make it into an experience, like if it's something out of your norm, or like you show up at his office and sneak one in the bathroom or whatever, just show that you've made an effort, then probably it's a gift. But, just being like, well, it's Valentine's Day, let's have some sex today. Not a gift.
Do you feel like nakedness is a part of most guys' fantasies? They ask you that question.
I do feel that way, yeah.
We have been discussing this, and I feel like nakedness is the undertone of kind of Valentine's Day as a whole. So if we know we're getting there at some point, guys find it to be a little more attractive if you're getting there faster than Star did me early this morning, and then we went on about our day. And it wasn't like a get it out of the way, do it, and then we go on and do whatever. It was more like, well, let's spend time together with each other now. Well, yeah.
I think it was like a let's start the day off right kind of thing. Like, I think sometimes we get in such a rush and life is so busy. Life is so busy, and like you're having a hard time sometimes, like being connected and in the moment. So taking the time to do that is important. We actually have a good friend whose pastor challenged everyone to start their Valentine's Day off with sex today. And use God's gift for what it is and see what happens. And I hope that everyone benefited like we did today.
Actually, that friend is writing that part of the challenge is to have sex for 30 days in a row. And whoever made up the challenge took it from me. I'm the one that started saying that first. But I understand exactly what they are saying. I think what we're saying is there's a point where we may have sex 30 days in a row, but we don't want to feel like it's an obligation ever. So we're not going to say, well, hey, we're doing this 30 days in a row. We're going to just do it the 30 days in a row and not be obligated to, well, we're at 28. We better get into it.
I get the challenge portion of it, and I get the connection that it will cause you to have if you purposely decide to have sex every day, right? And if you're not someone who does that, it's totally am all for it. But the fear for me is that obligation part, because that makes it weird in my brain. And that may just be me. I'm a weirdo, so I...
And me and her have had some discussions on how doing it every day does change the thinking behind stuff. She didn't even understand the thought process behind that whole challenger thing that it turned out to be. But it's totally not just having sex 30 days in a row. It's spending time together 30 days in a row. And when usually me or that pastor is saying sex, he's thinking that you're spending a little more time than just 15 minutes of friction on each other's private parts. That I say 15 minutes, giving some of you the benefit of the doubt. And cutting some of you short. Some of you at 30 or 25 minutes. Like, there's people that will be all over just getting it all over the spectrum. I'm not trying to bash anybody.
No time. It doesn't matter. Spend your time. Do what you do.
Right. And for me, I'd say eat a little vagina or finger a little vagina or, like, play with it and stuff first to let them know you love just being there with them and not just that your slinky needs to be wet. I hear that a lot of guys have this problem where they think about getting their slinky wet more often.
Yeah. Well, and ladies, like, you can occasionally initiate a BJ. That's okay, too. You don't have to wait till they ask for it or whatever. Like,
hello, Pat.
Hey. Wow. Just right out there on the radio, you're just going to throw me in the bus like that? Rude.
Hey, we're working on challenges.
Rude.
But anyway, so they want to know, what did we do for Valentine's Day? Well, like I said, Star got up and put on a nice outfit and made me really want her even more than I wanted her. Then we spent time hanging out in the bed together. And then she cooked in said outfit, and that was impressive. And then we kind of started the day after that. I mean, we try not to treat Valentine's Day like it's super special because I'm going to say this, but she'll have to back it up. I try to make every day Valentine's Day for us to as rare. They don't need a special gift per se. I feel like I'm a gift every day kind of thing. And I try to make it special every day. And not just from like the sexual standpoint. I mean like being together. Our time together is special. And that's probably the best gift idea I have for anybody is the time alone. I think the time is what is a big deal. We have an innate amount of time here on Earth. As Star and Tulips found out last August, you may not have as much time as you think you have together. So you have to use whatever time you do have as time together that's like really intense and intimate and like get it and understand it. And I think that's what it really comes down to is like there's going to come a point where you can't hang out with that person anymore. To think about that each and every day, I mean, it's kind of sadistic to think about it in those terms. But at the same time, you kind of have to be keen on those ideas at the same time, too. I really appreciated what she did today. I appreciated that it wasn't some superficial thing. Like, there was no, like, really crazy meal. It was what we had in there. Those sort of things. There didn't have to be any money spent on the day.
I think people get so hung up in stuff, like in the right gift or the right stuff. Like, you don't need an item to make it the day better, right? Like, focus on an experience. Focus on doing something together. Like, even if you buy a ticket to a concert, which is something we talked about, like, making an experience out of it. Like, you have to take the time to do something that is about you guys. Don't just buy a ring or a necklace or a heart-shaped pendant or a candy box. Like, makeup. Well, here's your flowers and candies. It's Valentine's Day. Like, don't buy into the Hallmark or the doll. The Hallmark card. Sorry, not Hallmark, but you know what I'm saying. Like, don't make it a card holiday. Just make it a real thing.
Okay, so we're going to hop into the list of lady gifts. And this was, they surveyed 1,000 ladies to come up with this list. So I want to ask you first, what do you think will be number one on the list?
I really don't have a clue. I'm not just so good at the lady gifts. I really don't know. Should cheat and let me see those lists before we start talking about it on the radio.
Well, it's actually not listed 1 through 50. It's just a list. And Zodiac necklace is on the list.
Oh, like it says, like, Scorpio. Sure, like,
yeah.
Okay.
Is that something you'd appreciate?
No.
Well, the next thing it says is a All About Us book, which is something that I recommend during Naked Weekend. You see what the balloons are killing me.
Sorry, we're sitting looking out the window, and there's these people that, like, walk by like a million times, and every single one of them has come out of the store and lost their balloon. Every single one. So we apologize for the squirrel chasing there, but no, I'm not down for those necklaces.
What about a plush robe?
Robes are nice.
These are sucky, I think, like, so far.
Like, a robe is nice. If your wife is super into, like, that, but I think it's all about the person, right? I think you can't, like, summarize and say, this is a Valentine's gift.
A handwriting bracelet?
No. Those are lame. No more of those. I'm done with those gifts. What's the boy list?
Well, we got to do a little more. I'm sorry. A one-step hairbrush dryer volumizer.
I can totally see you going to the store to buy a one-step hair dryer volumizer brush. No.
What about the Start of Us map? It's where you track everything that you've done all across the world, which for us would be interesting to see.
At least the United States would be. All About Us book is a good idea. That's kind of a cool thing because it's something you can do together.
They want to know which lingerie you wore today.
Which lingerie did I wear today?
I think it was Baby Doll. Baby Doll.
Yeah.
You have to say, you can't just say yeah.
I think it was that. I think Baby Girl, Baby something.
We're actually in the midst of
working with a couple companies.
And she has been trying some things out, and it was one that she Dean's is pretty comfortable, and it felt good against her skin, and it actually had a perfect spot for her nipples to come out, which was perfect for me. And so I really enjoyed that part of it.
It was nice. It wasn't tight or uncomfortable in any place, which is nice because I don't like stuff pinching my fat. So.
Our Moments Couples is next on the list, and it's kind of funny because some of their people are listening apparently and would like us to try that.
Oh, okay.
It's where you write down 100 of your moments, like what happened and why and all those sort of things, fun back, and just keep it as like a gift.
So it's like a baby book, except you just do it as a couple. That's kind of cool.
Right.
Kind of a cool idea. I like it. I'm down for that.
Maybe next Naked Weekend we'll try that as one of the things, and that's one of the ways we can incorporate you guys and work together.
Yeah, I love that.
Aspect.
That's a good idea. So what, does anybody have any super awesome plans for Valentine's Day? Shoot them to us. We're encouraged.
The first one says she's going to blow her husband at an AFL game. AAF game.
Hey, I'm loving the AAF. I like it. It's fun to watch. It's like real football again. It's good stuff.
Well, she's going to give them the BJ there. So.
Well, they got family bathrooms in a lot of places.
Wonder if they plan. Do you plan on using a family bathroom?
You're going to do it as that open? What are you talking about here? I'm confused.
She said she bought tickets in the upper deck. Said she plans on doing it in the secret
room.
I like that.
Thing.
That is nice. I've always thought that fantasy was pretty dope. And I don't know if you've ever read erotica stuff, but I actually had a dream once, and you were in it. And in that dream, you were standing at a football fence watching the game.
Yeah.
And I walked up on you and put myself inside of you.
Oh, wow.
When you really didn't know it was me. You just knew somebody at the game was doing this to you. And at some point, like in the midst of you, remembered where that 10 inches would come from and all that sort of thing. And so it was pretty nice how secret fantasy wise we got that done. But in an erotic book, I read the same sort of story. I mean, there was another book. There's a bunch of people who are going to show up wearing very minimal at their husband's job.
Yeah, it's intriguing.
One of them says she's going to show up wearing very minimal to his side chick's house.
Well,
so that ought to be interesting. Please let us know whether that's how that goes.
I mean, are you planning on joining in or are you planning on certified? What's your goal there?
Both.
Fight and join in. That's interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know how that plays out.
Sure.
I'm intrigued. Now I'm intrigued. You've got my attention.
They don't know that she knows.
Neither one?
Nope.
All right.
So she plans on showing up, acting like she's okay with it, getting off, and then fighting.
I don't like that plan.
You don't?
No.
I say come on her face and then beat her up. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Just make sure you only get to come. Don't let her come.
Yeah,
that's the vindictive.
I watched the Cutlers yesterday and that was totally a thing. But this lady was like, well, he called me a wrong name. I got off first, but I was like,
true. Then she got all up in his stuff. Do y'all watch the Cutlers? Greatest court TV show ever. Awesome.
They, a lot of them watch the Cutlers.
They love the Cutlers.
Good to know that you guys don't have a life like we don't have. That is pretty perfect.
We love the Cutlers.
When is the next Naked Weekend play?
Yeah. Well, we don't really have a plan, but we could come up with one.
Probably March 15th through 17th. We're going to go to Columbia and hang out in a hotel, and we're going to mix in a little softball, but with that being the case, I'm sure there'll be a lot of nakedness and hanging out time and stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
You could probably try your guys' game and stuff then.
Yeah.
There's like 20,000 people offering us games to play during Naked Weekend, so we'll have to just like decipher through which ones. I know games and sex toys keep popping up, and I don't even know the difference between all these dildos, so like just so soon anymore. I'll need the time to like look through and figure out, and we don't really have a preference of dildo. She likes them all. I don't want to make you sound weird, but you like vibrating ones.
Yeah.
And you like, I don't
like,
know what we don't
tonight,
like.
Well, we had a conversation the other day. So, like, I like the action, the vibrating, the action of it all. But Tulip specifically said she didn't care.
But I will say, do you remember how excited the glass one used to get you?
When it's cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That didn't. That was all my memory. I was doing it. So it's
We had a glass one, put in the freezer. Whoa.
We'll just have to work with. We'll figure out something.
We'll make it all happen.
And we'll get it all going. Do you think it's okay for couples to use toys?
Yeah.
I think it's weird if you do. I mean. So we had this long conversation this morning. Okay, this is what happens when we start our day. I think we start our day talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. So earlier today we were talking about sleep, and we were talking about, like in my mind, if you were a person who was like, I'm gonna go let my wife get banged by someone else, right? I would just involve toys so that I wouldn't have to share. If that makes sense. But apparently that's not the thing. So
it says the first rule of swing is no toys.
Yeah, I was saying in lieu of swing.
I'm going to say this now. We're going to have a club, and it's going to have lots of toys.
Yeah.
Toyed out in that,
so
mother trucker.
I
will use a toy in a heartbeat on Star. It's not competition for me. And,
no.
Well, okay, so some people are typing saying you don't have a problem with it because you can outlast the battery.
Okay, and look, people, don't compete with a piece of plastic. It's not the same thing. No one is comparing the batteries to your Slinky. And if they are, then they're not connecting with your person. So,
and you might be right. I might be able to outlast the batteries. I would take the composition in that part of it. I'm sure if I mentally went in thinking I need to beat these batteries, probably would
good
be
Lord,
able to do.
A walk for a week.
Yeah. That is the one thing we don't talk about a lot with that sort of thing. It's a lot of work for me to be able to do it that long. I know that some of you scoff at her and Tulip being like, well, it's taking forever. Like, well, it's a thing. It's an actual, like, workout. You have to get ready for a workout if you're going to do me that long.
We need to go to the gym. Not me.
We had a quickie earlier today for probably 50 minutes. And I mean, like, the type of quickie where I didn't finish.
Neither one of us did.
Right, and so I want to know what the hell were you doing? Like, denying me finishing 50 minutes?
Are they saying I failed?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Wow.
You should have failed.
You question my ness, guys. That hurt my heart.
It was like one of those things where I was just going to need a couple hours to
part
really
of our
take
problem
care
is we have,
of
like, full-on conversations in the middle. So sometimes we get a lot going on.
She did a good job. She didn't try to like sabotage it or anything of that matter. It was she did fine with what she was doing. It was totally well, stroke has affected my sleepy thumb too, so it does sometimes 50 minutes isn't even close to enough. I mean I come and put it around the corner. Who knows? It could have been another hour and a half at the same time, too. We hadn't eaten any breakfast, though, and it was like noon, so our bellies were talking to us about eating breakfast. And if we had waited for my slinky to have been done, you guys wouldn't have got a radio show, but it probably would have ended up happening.
True that.
They're saying that we should have not prioritized the radio show before our sex life.
Well,
when
guys.
Is enough, guys? Like,
sometimes we gotta like focus and have a time set and do the radio show.
Wow, I pissed everyone off. Babe.
Right.
Because I said, when is enough enough? And like, when is enough star enough? Wanting me to answer the question. And that doesn't really happen. I was mocking her.
He was. That was
she
a total
said those words one time. Yeah, I would never say there is enough star.
I didn't say there was enough you. That's not what I said when I said that.
You said there was enough of something.
Sometimes you just have enough sex and you're just like, ooh, I need a 10-minute break. Enough.
You are getting the boards lighting up. I like
great.
That.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. Bring it on.
They said they're down with a 10-minute break. But they would never use the word enough. They would say they need a timeout.
They
those
can come
down.
Live my life. They have enough.
yeah, I understand. That sounds bad. You totally just said, well, if you had to be doing Teddy all the time like that.
No, that's not what I said at all. I was just saying, guys, we literally just said that a quickie was 55 minutes. Like, at some point, you get to the point that you're like, pooped out. You just need a minute. But anyway, you guys are all going to tell me I'm crazy. That's okay. I'll own it. I know who I am. I'm all worried.
Well, they want to know if a break is okay in my mind, or if you stop and I just am and no, it's usually like what happens, she's right, like we'll have a conversation, stop, pause in the middle of it, and then continue going and stuff, and sometimes we'll eat or have some food cooked. And
so, let me explain a little bit. The enough point is normally after we've both reached apex and we're done and then I'm like, okay, we don't need to jump right back in this. Like, let's take a minute. That's what I was saying. Not
she was
like
saying like a sex tank in whole.
Yeah.
Overall, like if there was a sex tank, sometimes it's full.
Yeah. It occasionally happens.
We don't need a bunch of questions about the
sorry.
Sex thing.
Sorry.
She'll write a book on it and give you guys the
I'm not. More than this last week about how completely asinine my brain works. I'm never writing a book. But anyway.
A lot of the women are saying they understand being worn out, felt worn out before.
Sure.
But you got to fight through that. Is what one of them says.
Okay, great. I don't know. What's the next thing? What's on the
tubes
list?
We're not on the tubes list yet.
Why not? I think girl gifts are. Everyone advertises the easy girl gift. What's a good dude gift?
I think we'll be on there.
I don't know.
So you have to give some answers, but you can't say, I don't know.
Like, I think, like, are we going stuff? The list is stuff?
Well, the top five things have to do with something naked.
So it's not stuff.
Well, if mac and cheese counts as stuff, then it's stuff.
Okay, go ahead. What are the things?
Okay, so we're only going to go through 25 of these.
Okay.
If we get through that, maybe.
Sure.
What I love about us journal is number 25.
Okay.
Number 24 is a Nintendo Classic Edition system.
So fun. I'm down for that. Let's do it. That sounds like a good time.
Nintendo Switch is 23. A wireless charger is 22.
Lame.
A Yoda t-shirt is 21. There you go.
I'm for, super into all that nerdy stuff. And anything.
For your other husband, that would be perfect for Ryan would love that.
Guys, I don't have another husband. His name is not Ryan. But it's not a real thing.
Six-pack greeting cards is 20th on the list.
Okay.
Oh, the number one gift for females this year was lingerie.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of lame, though. If I pick out some lingerie I like, give it to you for Valentine's Day. That's like me saying, hey, like you in this, wear this. Like, it's not for you. So.
But is, okay, we had this discussion earlier. Who's lingerie for? Is it for me or is it for you?
Most people are saying, who's doing the picking?
What difference does it make you?
If I pick it, it's for me. And if you pick it, it's for you.
So when you get up in the morning, you throw on the lingerie that's in your drawer. Who's it for? Who are you putting it on for? Yourself or for him?
So about half are saying it's for them, and about half are saying it's for him.
Okay.
Sometimes a girl just wants to look pretty, you know. That's the common thought process behind. I love you guys. You know that? Like,
you guys, he does love you guys. Did you guys always back him up?
And when we say back up, what that means is we'll have a discussion and I'll explain exactly how I think a lot of people think. And
so that's the reason for my brain is retarded comment earlier. It's because I realized that I don't function like anyone else.
We don't use the term retarded, though.
Excuse me. Messed up.
Right.
My brain doesn't function like anyone else I know.
She definitely has a special brain.
That's his way of calling me something. But
call
anyway.
Her special. Yes.
So anyway, so when we get on here and then we say something like that and then he gets to say, see, that's what I told you. It's just me knowing that I'm special.
A lot of them are feeling bad for you now.
Don't feel bad.
Don't
it's
play
right.
The violin for her. That is not how it goes.
Right.
It's totally more so like she nana boo-boos me all in my face.
Really? So one time I'm right, I think I get it right.
Explaining how I'm wrong. And then when it happens that I fall apart being right, we blow it off and go on to the next one.
Yikes.
Do you guys do something just with each other or for tulips too?
Yes.
Actually, today, Tulips got us a gift that was pretty nice.
Yeah, she's sweet this morning.
Do you guys consider yourself more polygamous or polyamorous?
Are they asking us that?
Yes. Well, you want me to take it first?
Yes, I sure do.
Well, I feel like we have to go with polyamorous because we do all three sleep in a bed together as a thing, and like there's sexual acts that go on with all three of us doing something. But we're probably more polygamous than we are polyamorous as a whole, and we run our family unit kind of as a one, but as two households at the same time, it's like a very customized thing to us. So it's.
Yeah, I think that we have, like, It started out very polyamorous, like we were really like going in as a three on everything, and then it's kind of morphed into more of a polygamous type relationship just because of like life has kind of put us there. It's an interesting question, but we're definitely very separate but together relationships.
Yeah.
Look at two looks like a sister wife, if that's what you're picturing in your head from TV.
Well, what do you look at her as?
Not like that.
They want to know what you look
like. I know.
Like
I'm trying to come up with words.
She's another partner in this whole thing.
Yeah. Like, it's a partnership. It's a best friend that's there.
It's not like a...
It's someone who totally gets your full experience, right? And
it's
like,
not a hot and heavy love affair, though. It's like a...
No.
It's some friendship in there with some dating sort of things. Like,
I think it's the camaraderie is a terrible word.
Well,
but... there's a person in your life that totally gets everything that you're going through, right? Like, that never happens in real people's lives. So I think that that's something that we have that you couldn't describe anywhere else. Like, she totally gets all of it. So,
what do you guys communicate on your gift ideas? What if she would have shown up in lingerie too this morning?
So be it.
Both of them would have got slinky.
We don't. It's not like a weird thing there. That just would have been, it would have said, okay, it's not just us, it's her too.
Is there a pecking order of who gets slinky first?
No.
That's a weird question, I think, actually. Like, we don't ever discuss it either. It's not like something we go into and say, well, her turn first today. Like, that's not how this works.
Is that how other threesomes work? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. Like, I don't know if that's a thing. We don't. That's never been like a. It's never been like a. We never hold so and so's first or so and so's not. Or
a lot of people are saying that
gets to come and so and so doesn't.
Second wife always gets it first.
I wouldn't say that's true with us at all.
No, they're saying that's what I'm pleasing to.
How come? Why is that? Somebody tell me why.
So that they don't feel left out.
Is that because the second person isn't there all the time? Is that what it is? Like, the first one gets slinky every day, and so the second one gets it first and misses the third one?
No, because they had slept with the first wife a lot beforehand. And so now she just gets worse too.
Oh. No, I think that's weird.
Yeah, we don't do any of that sort of thing. It's not like a competition to see who gets it first.
Yeah, and we don't... We try really hard, and I think that we've done a really good job of it never being like first and second kind of us.
How do you guys decide who's getting coming in?
He typically decides all that.
It's really whoever wants to do the most work. But it's whoever does the most work, pretty much.
That was the end guy.
That is how we typically kind of decipher that part. There are certain times where I have said, no, I want to come in you. Well, I want to come in you. And it's for whatever reason. It's not like preference or who's better or anything. It's more like I may not have finished it. I look at finishing them different than most people. From what I've been told, at least, I feel like I'm leaving part of my spirit in you at that point. And so if me and Star haven't done it for 2 or 3 days, I might want to come in her at that moment just so we could reconnect in that moment. A bunch of...
Why are you not doing it for 2 or 3 days?
No, a whole bunch of like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Baby.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Coming across. I'm glad you guys say this stuff to me. Not everybody thinks it's super beautiful when I say these sort of things. I have a friend of mine who's pretty close to me who doesn't find it to be super beautiful all the time when I talk about her this way. They want to know if I'm talking about you.
Yes, he is talking about me.
You don't find it beautiful?
No, I have a special brain. It's a lot.
How would you prefer him to talk about you?
It's not that I don't
like
it.
Like a hole.
Sometimes, yeah. It's not that I don't like it when he talks about me sweetly. That's not it at all. It puts me in a weird place. Anyway, that just makes me sound crazy. So
they
want to
know what you mean by it.
Yeah. How do I explain it? So I see myself in a fairly negative light on a pretty regular basis. So someone showering you with positivity and like you're this amazing something, it sounds like BS in my head, even though I know he means it wholeheartedly. That's just a struggle that I have with myself.
So you never envision having a husband talk to you this way?
No. I don't think anyone envisions having anyone talk about them this way.
And just so we're clear, I don't, like, talk about them in any special way to me. It's just what naturally kind of comes out of my being. It's, like, really who I am.
All the stuff that he says on the radio that you guys all gush over, like, that's just who he is. That's what he talks about, talks like, all the time. Like, that's who he is in a nutshell.
To the point where Star asked me if I've ever, like, just gotten vagina. And that's not even a thing I'm capable of doing. I didn't even fathom why people are getting just vagina. Like,
the fact that I was like, you've never just, like, got in to get off? And he was like, what? No. Like, come on. That's insane.
It's not my person.
Just to be honest. These balloons are insane.
What does he get off for?
I don't know what you're asking.
They want to know if I'm not getting off to get off, why am I getting off?
To leave his spirit in us. That's why. It's a very spiritual thing for him.
That makes them amazed because there's two of us and it feels like I should be a hornball. Not a hornball at all. No,
definitely not.
I actually just Googled and figured out what a hornball was a little while ago. It was the cutest little thing that she called me. I never understood what that was.
So
how long did it take you to understand Teddy was telling the truth?
Telling the truth about what?
About how I was saying I felt about you.
Oh, I think I always believed how I felt. The words are a lot.
Is there a way you'd prefer him to frame it differently?
No.
I would literally have to change who I am to frame it any differently. So it would be, we tried some different stuff. And for me to act totally different is tough. I can't even pull myself out of being this person to.
Yeah.
There was a time she was giving me a vagina and she told me just to lay back and get some. I didn't know how. Like, I wanted to ask the question, how do I lay back and get some? Like, I'm busy thinking about what is happening with her face. There's time during sex where something goes on in her spirit, and I know all about it, and I'll tell her all about it during that time. And
they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're sad you don't appreciate it. you're sad. I'm super sad that she doesn't appreciate it. I mean, I'm like super connected with this woman. It's not even a possibility just to be like, well, hey, let's do something physical. I feel like if we try it on a physical front, just physical, that wouldn't be the case. If we're going off of just physical, she wouldn't have picked me, probably wouldn't have picked her. So it was totally more than that all the time. And it is all the time more than that. So that's just how everything rolls at this point. What's the best Valentine's gift you've ever received? Apparently it wasn't me, because it wouldn't have taken this long to be an answer. I'm okay with it not being me. It's all right.
What do you mean is that you? Like, you were the gift?
No, I'm saying the whatever it is, it's something somebody else gave you.
No, I was really just thinking, like, not being super girly, right? Valentine's Day has never been a big deal to me, so I was really, like, processing, like, what.
Well, I'll answer the question, and this is going to sound super girly. I'll take the girly answer here. But I received this sweatshirt from Tulip that represented all three of us. She actually told me that every year she's going to print one. And so that is, like, a big deal to me. Like,
that was
just,
Valentine's
Day? Yeah. Just in general, of it being a thing. I wear hoodies like every day of my life, so that is a big deal. And it's not only the gesture, but the way she delivered it all and stuff too, like the fact that she is who she is and still delivered it for the three of us and stuff is a lot in my head.
Yeah.
And I know most of you are expecting some sexual gift. Because I just mentioned earlier how guys feel that way. I don't need a lot of romance. These two don't have to be super romantic or anything. To hear Star tell it, she's not like that girl. But probably shouldn't say that on the radio. Okay, I'll go ahead and say it then. I've had her butt naked in vehicles enough that she is that girl to me whenever I want her to be, but she will pretend that that isn't the case. So I may say, hey, why don't you ride over here naked? No, I'd never do that. But I've had you literally butt naked in your seat, like being trying to be bent over in your van where we can't find space, and like all these sort of things that they fulfill every fantasy of mine. And I may not even thought of it yet. And Star will finish the fantasy. It's just a thing. Like, we have just that chemistry.
In the middle of my naive questions, a lot of the time, we end up in some unknown fantasy thing that happens.
And a lot of the beauty of this, we're figuring out, is we aren't normal. We're not like many other relationships. So some of the things that you hear her say that she doesn't appreciate as much. She kind of takes it for granted. She knows she does. And I know she does too. And I take for granted some of the stuff she does for me. Like, that's a thing because that's all we know.
Okay.
So then it feels that way to us. But then we hear you guys like, well, we only have sex this so often. So, yeah, it makes it way different. If you guys have
right.
sex once a month, and we're complaining about having too much sex in a week.
Right.
That would be some BS if I was on the other
sure.
end.
Sure.
So we understand all those things, and we are down with. They want to know when we want to get back into the relationship coaching part of this individually.
We're actually working on it right now. In the process of becoming a life coach certified.
Yeah, I'm trying to get her certified to do it, and then we'll be ready to go.
But we would love to work with whoever We have a couple of friends who I would say that we've helped them.
Is this Naked Weekend that we're going to have on March 15th available for the public to attend? No.
No.
This is more of those ones where we're going to go hang out and we'll figure out the rest.
We are definitely going to work on some sort of seminar. We've been talking about it for almost a year now, so we're going to figure something out to where we can teach the Naked Weekend.
Is Naked Weekend seminar going to be at the College World Series this year? Holy moly, this dude has played so much for the College World Series.
College World Series is a little overwhelming for me right now. So,
well, we're going to get off of here. It's been fun hanging out with you on your Valentine's. And I want
to
thank you guys for...
starving people. We got to go eat.
I want to thank you guys for having 5.5 million people listening to this show.
Yeah, thank you for taking
daytime.
Time out of your day to spend with us. We're
love,
we're
peace,
humbling.
And air, Grease. Talk to you
thanks
later.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good Valentine's Day.